$19.7 billion. That was ExxonMobil's profit last quarter, nearly tripling over a year. U.S. competitor Chevron and Europe's Shell and Total Energies also reported bumper earnings as Russia's war in Ukraine continues to push up energy prices and winter demand soars.
The price of crude oil has gone sharply higher. The price of natural gas has gone sharply higher. And the economics of refining crude oil into products like gasoline and diesel fuel has also improved dramatically.
U.S. President Joe Biden has been pressuring energy companies to use their earnings to expand production. But Shell, ExxonMobil, and others have announced much of the bonanza will go to shareholders, with ExxonMobil's CEO saying Friday, there has been discussion in the U.S. about our industry returning some of our profits directly to the American people. That's exactly what we're doing in the form of our quarterly dividend. Immediately after the announcement, Biden tweeted, "Can't believe I have to say this, but giving profits to shareholders is not the same as bringing prices down for American families." And more pain is expected in November, when the global oil supply will lose 2 million barrels a day thanks to cuts from OPEC+.
The average price for a gallon of gas in the U.S. is now $3.76. That is down from its peak, but still high for the average American, and that has the White House worried.
I blame it on poor management and outlook. Generally by our government and by poor management of the economy.
With the U.S. midterm elections just days away, Democrats fear high gas prices will cost the party its control of Congress. Biden has vowed consequences for Saudi Arabia for going through with the OPEC cuts, and he's releasing 180 million barrels from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to ease price pressures. But Biden has resisted calls for the U.S. to join Europe in imposing windfall taxes on the energy sector's profits, soaring higher than ever before. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.